Well, on this Thursday, and just a quick reminder that it is the last trading day before the holiday weekend, we're joined by Mike Tenuri. He's a T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us.
Great being here, Todd, as always. I hope you have a great fourth coming up.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, and I know producers sometimes get worried about holiday weekends. The trade does as well, because things can change depending on what's happening in the weather forecast in particular across the Corn Belt. Why don't you tell me about this next week to begin with?
Well, this is one of the more challenging forecasts we've had in a while, and it's also one of the more important ones. It's been a long time since we've been sitting here and thinking about heat and dryness, and that is one of the scenarios that's on the table for the next 1 to 2 weeks. So let me start out by just kind of giving you an overview of where we are today. It's basically been raining quite a bit over the last 7 to 10 days, and that's wiped out a lot of the dryness story that was developing for corn and soybeans, and even more so for spring wheat. The Dakotas had a lot of rain earlier this week, and drought is no longer a concern across North Dakota, Montana, and the nearby areas of Canada. But for corn and soybeans, even though things have turned wetter over the last 7 to 10 days, we're now moving into the next weather pattern. A lot of the reasons that we saw rain over this period of time is because we are moving from a cool period into a warm period. We're now in that warm period, and you can certainly tell as you take a step outside. In fact, today was the sixth consecutive day of above normal temperatures on U.S. corn production. And the way it looks going forward, it's almost a sure bet that we're going to see temperatures be warmer than normal every single day through the end of next week. So 7, 8, 9, maybe even 10 days in a row of above normal temperatures. Now, warmth at this time of the year is not ideal for corn and soybeans because they like to develop in a cool environment. That's a stress-free environment, just like when you walk outside and it's hot and it doesn't feel very good. Well, corn and soybeans don't like it too much either because they're trying to do all their different growth stages. And if it's real warm, it just makes it a little more challenging for them. So we know that it's going to be warm for about a week and maybe a little bit longer than that. There will be some storms around, especially in far northern and far southern areas. The wild card in this scenario always comes down to whether any of these thunderstorm clusters will sink southward and move into a more concentrated corn and soybean region. At this point, we think the northern 20% of corn and soybean production has a pretty good chance for rain over the next 7 days. As you head on to the south, sure, there will be some storms around, but at this point, it doesn't look like we'll see widespread and heavy rains. We'll get some clues about that over the next 2 to 3 days, which will then help us to formulate the forecast once we get into next week.
But what does that second week look like, do you think?
Well, that's where things start to get a little murkier. Once you start to get that far into the future with some of the uncertainties that we already have, you just can't have a huge amount of confidence. But based on what we've been looking at over the last few days and even going back to last week, it looks to us like we're going to see a cool front move through sometime next weekend. So about 10 days out from now, centered on July 12 or so. The big uncertainty is that it's hard to say whether that's going to mark a pattern change toward cooler weather or if it's just going to be a cool front within a very warm and hot period. We tend to think that this is going to be a cool front within a very warm to hot period because the upper level high that's associated with the warmth that we have today is going to linger close enough to us that it's going to be difficult for that suddenly to disappear and then result in a cool weather pattern. If we're correct in this, then we're already looking at one of the warmer Julys on record because we only have to rank around 1.5 degrees warmer than normal across the 7-state region of the Corn Belt to have an unusually warm July. And at this point in time, with the magnitude of warmth over the next 7 to 10 days, unless we get a real big change later this month, we're going to be having to think a little bit more about that. So that is an important thing to monitor. That's about 10 days away from now. And again, we think that we'll turn a little bit cooler briefly, but maybe not move into a totally cool pattern similar to what we've seen over the last several years.
Warm is one thing. Hot is something entirely different. And hot and dry is completely different than both of those. Any indication on where you really think this is going to land?
Well, I think the problem in the near term are the nighttime temperatures. I know we've talked about this in the past, but sometimes in the past, it hasn't really been that big of a deal. Low temperatures around 65 degrees are pretty close to normal. we're talking about low temperatures in the 70s and even the mid 70s at times. And that's very far above normal, 5 to 10 degrees warmer than normal. Daytime temperatures will also be a little bit above normal, but closer to 90, maybe 92 or 93 degrees. One thing to keep in mind, Todd, is that a heat wave today, this period of time that we live in, is different than heat waves of the past. If you go back into the past, into the 1930s, and look at heat waves back then, high temperatures were very warm in the hundreds, you know, even 105, 106, 107 degrees. And then low temperatures would be in the 60s to around 70. So basically we had a very wide range, but everything was shifted upward during the daytime. In recent years, in recent decades, a lot of our heat waves have been driven by warm nights. And that's what we're looking at here. Temperatures during the nighttime are not going to fall all that much by staying in the 70s. And in the day, you might look at the high temperature and say, well, 90 degrees, that's not that big of a deal. Even 91 or 92 is not going to be a problem. But when you combine that with a low temperature of 75 degrees, that's a different story. And we think that's what we're looking at here, at least over the next 7 to 10 days. A heat wave, but driven by warm nights more than warm daytimes.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a great weekend.
You too, Todd. Let's talk next week and see how this all worked out.
We will. Hey, thanks so much. That, of course, is Mike Tenura. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Joined us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. Comes to you from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world.